Heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. Now dig this. This is a PSA, a people service announcement, or better yet, an update. For those and from those who have no guaranteed upcoming birthdays or outdates. The Sunday Out of the Cold is the Russell Maroon shows, as well as the rest of those who the parole boards have continually told that they can't go home. In Chicago, or better yet, let me redress and be politically correct, Chirac is a war zone. And for those who dare not believe me, ask the Ronald Johnson, Dakota Brights, the Rashad McIntyre, the Kia Boys. Then again, on second thought, after they came into contact with the infant Chicago Police Department, you can't ask them shit no more. The Catherine Johnsons in Georgia, William Scotts in South Carolina. And let's dare not forget the Dazzly D's they did by the pigs in Detroit, Michigan, when they shut up that home and blasted that baby by the name of Ayanna Jones. In Pennsylvania, they still trying to kill Mumia Abu-Jamal, although technically he's been taken off a death row. You see, every motherfucking day is September 11 for us. In fact, they done went from cold green to cold black to cold red on us. This government getting down so hard on us, they might even start supplying our families with hearses and start supplying our families with fucking funeral buses. In New Orleans, Katrina ain't killed nobody. Hurricane America, pin a tail on the pig, and acknowledge who and what did what it did. You see, if these motherfuckers would have their way, there's gonna be a whole bunch of more of us behind bars, and the rest of us gonna be in mass graves. Although it's a sad state of affairs and a bad time for good men and good women, let the record reflect that there's still some motherfuckers out here handling the business and motherfuckers who still resisting. It's been said that aside from the weather, it's still hot in Baltimore. That they still get in town in what was formerly known as Ferguson, Missouri, now known as Mike Brown Town. Not to mention there's a whole lot more resistance from a whole lot of cities, from a whole bunch of more victims from the same motherfucking system that they news dare not report on. In closing, this will be the chairman, Fred Hampton, Jr. that is. Keep your heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. And never forget that repression breeds resistance.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up for your rights.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah.
Don't give up the fight.
I said, don't give up the fight. Yeah.
Thank you.